Sounds like I'm scared of being close to you.
Well, normally we're several miles away and we had to.
We are.
Recreate.
Wait, I should be in here.
Yeah, that should be.
If not, I'll scoot in. All right, say the thing, Sean.
I gotta get Kenfrey first.
I know this.
Hi, my name is Sean Shaler. That's my friend Chris Ford, the Objective Geek, and we're in his basement, which is pretty exciting because we're watching, because he has Netflix and I refuse. And we just finished the first two episodes of the Avatar live-action Netflix series, and so we're going to do a completely spoiler-free first reactions right now.
Yeah.
And then next week we'll do a whole encompassing, like, probably way too long of a thing.
Yes.
Way too long for normal people, not for us. It's fine. And, yeah, Chris, how do you want to start? How do you want to work through your first reactions?
Yeah, my first reaction, first impression. Two episodes down, I think, first of all, the acting has improved. But we discussed this, that it might just be because the child actors are older and they're probably more experienced. But I think that's a big improvement. As before, another thing, I like the CGI. I love the serpent. Serpent looked great. Appa, I think, always looked good. Love seeing Appa. And I think also along with that, I think the fighting has been pretty good, especially that first scene. I think they've brought to life a lot different of these elements.
I'm like 1.5 out of 3 with you there. A lot of the fighting and the bending choreography I've liked quite a bit. Looks mostly pretty polished and pretty good. The acting is better, but there's way too much teenage, which I know they're teenagers, but there's way too much teenage bored indifference built into all their dialogue. Like, they're all non-emotional when they're talking to each other. And I'll go into more detail probably when we talk episode by episode. But there's way too many times when it's like they're trying to be a moody teenager. When you can emote a little, it's a dramatic TV show, and so there's that. And then the sea serpent did look better than Appa, in my opinion.
I do think the sea serpent looked better than Appa, but I always love seeing Appa in this. But sea serpent looked great. There's a certain scene I thought, oh, that sea serpent looks really good.
The scope of Appa and the sea serpent, I like how big that they feel. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
they feel huge on screen, especially the serpent.
Yeah.
He has a great sense of scale and weight to him. That's a little spoilery, but I think it's nothing that wasn't in the trailer that it was going to be there, so I don't feel too bad about it. I'm like,
wow, you're taking notes.
Yeah,
you're taking notes. I wrote.
If I don't, I think you got a better memory than me. If I don't,
I wrote a few points that really aren't. They're just a couple of words that I think my memory will be like, oh yeah, that word goes to this paragraph of stuff in my brain. But no, you're jotting down some stuff.
Trying my best. So some of our wish list things that have you called it out pretty early about Zuko that went in a way that I think is probably good.
Yeah.
Although they've almost kind of resolved again already.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be a full roller coaster of a season, which is also fine. And we've talked before. That's how change actually happens. Change is never linear. So maybe it's going to be a whole roller coaster. But
yeah, there was one really subtle moment in this episode. In episode one, I think. Or was episode two?
It might have been really early episode two, pre title screen.
Yeah. Whereas, oh crap, Zuko did that. And it's so subtle, and it's almost it was just like, the world's most horrible person might not even do that. Granted, it doesn't have huge ramifications, but it's just like kicking a puppy.
But then he
kicking a puppy.
Well,
that's
why it's so bad. Is because there's no ramifications, but there's not. I don't know. That's what makes it sort of period.
What I'm describing makes it sound anyone who watches probably is watching the show, but I still don't what to say right now because we'll get into it. But I was like, oh, good, they are. They are regressing him to a point of he needs to grow.
He's too good too soon.
Yeah.
But then they also just kind of already.
Yeah. I wonder where we're gonna.
So.
It is. maybe they're just doing roller coaster up. And we're right now, we're on like a up part, kind of. But he'll go back down. I think maybe, and if that's the case, I'm good with that, because that's how arcs should be.
I hope that's the case. I will say that it does feel like my theme for the first two episodes, like the most common theme I have, is things that don't pay off as well as they should. And so we just hit a big one.
Yeah.
There's Zuko, that little like mini arc. I thought it was going to be more extreme. I thought we were going to get some more like real bad Zuko and then more payoff later. So that didn't feel like the payoff was quite there. And then my excitement for the arena and for the initial Toph interactions, like they had it built up and set up the right way, and it just didn't, like, they didn't swing for the fences or something. I don't know how quite to describe it. I need time to sit with my ideas.
No, I do think this at the end of this last episode, there was a certain payoff that I was waiting for, because they did such a brilliant job setting it up that the execution of it at the end was just like, you had a chance to do something way, I think, better than the original show. Because the setup, I think, is better than
it was
the
better.
Show setup.
It was better than the original show.
Yeah.
We had a chance to care more about... There is another part, and again, I don't want to get too many, so I got to remember these for later. But even another, like, reunion that was very close to that, a reunion, it just lacked the emotion, Chris. Like, it boiled down to, like, a handshake. And then there was no emotion. And it should have been emotional.
Yeah.
We should have cared. And it was there to be cared about. And it just...
Maybe they're taking their time, but maybe they're like, listen, everything can't hit you emotionally. We got to save the stuff. Or
I hope so, because I feel like it's going to be a recurring theme. But, you know, benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. I do think things have improved. It's interesting. So I recently was trying to binge again, maybe the third time. The previous season.
I think I've been through it three total times.
I think that might have been my fourth. But so I watched episode one, and man, going back and watching episode one felt like, oh my gosh, there's some really not great acting. And so, like, to compare those first two episodes of season one to these first two episodes, I'm like, oh, there's a big improvement here.
Especially when you watch it closer together, right?
Yeah. And so I think towards the end of last season, things improved, minus the spirit knife thing. And so maybe we're going to start to improve here going in. Toph so far, it's been kind of...
I'm going to say fine.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. I don't think she really had her chance yet to really show off.
We're just now, like, cracking the surface. Of how she's going to impact the season.
Yeah.
I will say, so I've been mostly negative, and I mean the things I'm saying critically, but I will say the positive, and it reflects positive from the first season too. I really like the way they've rearranged the story, because it has opened some good possibilities. It's hitting the same, like, hitting good notes that I want to hit, but it's told in a different way. We're getting a different story in a good way. So narratively, I really like the pieces that have moved, even with some of the implications of what that means they probably had to get rid of. So far, very engaged. Like, I want to see very badly what the next five episodes do with the rest of the story.
Yeah, I think that is one of my... I'll kind of write it down. That's one of my favorite things about watching this adaption. It's like, I don't know how everything's going to play out. And I'm very... Part of the joy of watching is the curiosity to see how they change stuff up and how they make it work. Like, I don't need a one-for-one. I don't want a one-for-one, because it's an adaption. I can always go back and watch the original. So seeing where they make different changes at, and like, oh, okay. It also keeps you guessing. It's like, oh, are they going to address this? Oh, they did that, but they did it this way. It makes it more entertaining to watch.
Wouldn't have been good changes, too. I think they've done things that have built drama in different places that the animated show couldn't, and or a couple of just, like, different ideas.
People are getting killed.
I mean, that's why we reacted so strongly to not getting the reaction that we wanted, is because we actually cared about that character.
Yeah.
Because of the way the story is rearranged and told a little bit differently.
Man.
That's why that's hitting us different. That's hitting us
that
harder
hit
than
so
it should
better.
Have hit that person.
Could have hit.
But they're telling the story differently and interestingly enough that matters to us in the first place, which I think is at least a testament to the narrative rearrangement. while still being Avatar. Still Avatar. So yeah, I know I've been a little critical up to this point, and I do mean it, but there's still a really enjoyable and curiosity-filling narrative story rearrangement.
Yeah.
What else? What? Any other specific notes with that? It's tough to be specific, not spoilery. But.
Yeah, I know. No, I think it's a good start to the season, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes. You know, they're on their way to Boston City. They do have a narrative to the season of getting this set of refugees to Ba Sing Se. That's kind of the story.
It's like the vehicle for the story, the reason for mobilizing.
Yeah. And so I'll be curious to see how that goes about.
Well, surely they're going to get to Ba Sing Se at the same time as this other thing is happening, right? And that's going to create some fun conflict. I mean, that's my guess. I wouldn't say I assume, but that's my guess. One other thing I did note here, and I put it right by my note about sort of too much teen indifference and emotionlessness and sarcasm. I think it pops because just like my critique of the first season, there's a lot of 2 and 3 people talking to each other, time spent on screen, staring at 2 or 3 people just having dialogue. And I think that makes it stand out more. I think that makes you pay more attention to voice acting, for better or worse.
Yeah.
Sometimes worse when it's 3 indifferent sounding teens talking to each other right after they've been. I can't say that part either. It's okay. We'll get to it. It'll be fine. Yeah. So first impressions. I'm going to try to summarize mine by saying. Some missed payoffs, but still wildly curious about what's next in a good way.
Yeah, same. Yeah, especially I feel like right now we're on a little bit of low because we could have been high.
Off of it. Yeah, come on, creative.
Ah, man, they were setting that up so good. Too.
But I just coming off a low, but then I look over here and I see the Prince comic book, and now I'm just back up high again. Yeah. That's fun. So maybe. We thought that 2 episodes was the right amount for a first impression, and it just coincidentally might not be, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We met Toph before we gave our first impression. I think that's important.
Yeah, yeah. So far, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see more.
Yeah, she's got me curious, too, as to what kind of teacher and stuff she's going to be. And, it's still kind of funny that they're sending... That's not a spoiler. That they're sending the boulder out as the bounty hunter. That's a funny choice.
I think they're just like, hey, we need to. We like. This is the better character. This is the character that people love and stuff. No one cares crap about Shifu. I think his name is Sifu. I don't even remember.
That's how unimportant.
So they're like, all right, we'll just put him here so we can have that there.
But it is hopefully the other butler guy that seems to maybe have a slightly different relationship with Toph, and even the way that he reacted to being sent along suggests that. Yeah. Hopefully that creates a fun dynamic. It's just funny to think, this little girl beat you in a fight, and you're not a trained tracker or bounty hunter of any type. Here's money, go find her. Good luck, Boulder. But, yeah, I'm excited. But right now, I'm honestly kind of excited for food, too, so we're going to go to that.
I'm going to play us out.
Please.
Let's see if I can. Sometimes I mess up. Okay.
Listen, there's nobody watching but me right now, and also that camera. Just ignore me. Watch. We'll see you next week with a full spoiler-free review. It'll probably take us a long time.